Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today we're continuing our interview with who's become a good friend of this ministry, John Fraser. His business is called What to Know Before the Show, and he's given us some tidbits and information on how you can start your podcast, start your radio broadcast by recording your sermon. If you're in the ministry, and he's talking to the pastors and ministers here, you can record your sermon for airplay with quality and efficiency, and do it on a budget you can afford. And we're going to start off, you know, if you missed part one, let's put it like this. If you missed the first part of this interview, you need to go back and listen to it and catch up, because we're starting off, we're jumping right into the middle of the pond as we conclude this interview today. And we're going to start off with the question about headsets. If you wanted to wear a headset when you're doing your recording, what type of headset should you have? And this is something that I get asked all the time, so I asked him. Hey, he's the expert. He's the pro. And he's giving us his answer right now as we join the interview already in progress. Now, when you mentioned microphones with headsets, there are some that, they're like $20 type thing, that, you know, $20, $30. That, yeah. You know, you plug in, it's a USB, you plug it right into your computer. What should a person be aware of if they're going to try and purchase these? Let's say to do a podcast or something like that. Yeah. What should they be looking for?
You know, the first thing comes down to, where are you in your own business? Like, you know, do you need a $120 microphone, or can you get away with a $21? Can you just afford a $20 microphone right now? Is it better to rent first? And just try a bunch out.
And that goes back to just to start recording now with whatever you got.
Ultimately, you want, you know, as I said earlier, you want to consider the experience of your audience. Yeah. So if your audience, if it sounds, you know, crackly, your microphone's cutting in and out, you sound like muffled, or you sound like you're kind of talking like in a, through a tin can or something like that, then your audience, that's going to cause your audience to shut off your podcast quicker. Like, so what you need to do is you need to consider anything that is possibly going to get people to click off. You know, they're going to close the page.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever, you know, and that comes down to the design of your ministry, like the presentation you've got, or you know, how you lay that all out to keep piquing people's interest, keep drawing people into listening. And then the second piece of that is their quality of actually hearing you. So whether you're doing a podcast through a really nice microphone like your Yeti that you use, or you're using good quality speakers in your church and a good quality microphone to project sound into your congregation, or if you're not considering recording, like just using because I was considering this when you asked me to talk on this, I was like, you know what? Churches have contributed probably some of the most amazing things to architecture and the use of architecture in projecting sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like churches historically were built because there was no microphones.
Right.
But you had to talk to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, like, you know, check out your church. Like, you know, go sit in a pew near the back and get someone to speak from the pulpit. And if it has a natural resonance to it, it may be a more powerful experience for your audience than actually speaking through a microphone, which may kind of dampen the sound or make the sound maybe sound a bit more digital.
Yeah.
Instead of just using the natural acoustics of how your building was built. So that's just something to consider, but I recommend a microphone for most people that speak professionally, because ideally you know, what you want to do is you want to speak more and more. That's the whole reason why you want to become a professional speaker, or you want to start a ministry. You want to get in front of people and share your message as much as possible. So you now need to respect the instrument that does that for you, and that's your own voice. So using a microphone will allow you to use the subtleties of your voice. You can talk quieter if you want to, or you can like amplify your voice and talk louder without having to push and project harder, which in the long run will save your voice. And then you could be speaking 3, 4, 5 times a week, and do it without straining your voice, which I think is ultimately what you need to look at, especially as your ministry grows and your prevalence in your community grows.
What about people that take their own personal, like headset microphone, lavalier mic, wireless to an event, or you know, they're asked to go speak at a church, and they bring in their equipment and say, "This is my equipment. Let's hook it up." I've seen pastors that are churches, I should say, that, you know, their soundboard is tapped out.
They're Mac.
They got 12 mics and an 8-channel system, you know?
Well, you know, in that case, and going back to buying your own gear or bringing your own gear in, you know, at least the benefit of having your own gear is that you know it works.
Mm-hmm. You know the settings.
It's already set up. Your microphone works. Like, a lot of people don't like to share their lavaliers or their headset microphones. They buy their own because it's kind of like sharing a toothbrush.
Exactly.
They don't want the hassle or the thought of the little windsock on the end of it smelling like someone's bad breath.
Putting the earpiece that somebody else had in their ear in your ear.
It could just be nasty. So, you know, if it's in your budget, buying a wireless mic is a pretty easy thing, and really decide, you know, do you want a headset? Do you want a handheld? Do you want a lavalier? And then it's the belt pack, and then it's the receiver, and then it's a XLR cable into whatever mixing board you go to. So, you know, if the church's mixing board is maxed out, ask them, you know, are you using all of these microphones? And okay, backpedaling to your first interaction with most sound guys. Most sound guys, when you walk up to them, doesn't matter who you are, they automatically believe you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's a safety net. If they just trust everything that you say, it's on them if anything fails.
Right.
So a way a sound man covers his own butt is ask a lot of questions that may be, if you've been in the speaking business for a while, may seem pretty simple or pretty immature. You're way past this. But understand that your sound guy, if he's a good one, his number one priority is to make you sound good and to do everything in the room. Like if you want him to record you, his second priority is to hit that record button. So you want to get on best terms with him as possible by going in and understanding that, you know, he may be a little gruff. He may be having a bad day, but, you know, his ultimate goal is to make you sound good. So go in there with smile on your face, a polite attitude, and just say, "Hey, you know, I brought my own gear. Can I plug into your mixing board through my XLR with using my own XLR?" And for the most part, if you go in there with a smile on your face and you're congenial about the whole thing, then they'll be more than happy. You know, it's a church. You know, it's not a place where a lot of jerks hang out. So going in there and understand that everyone's kind of on the same. Trying to share this message of love and peace to the world through this church, through your ministry, through your speaking engagement, is ultimately everyone's number one priority. So, you know, just go in there and going around with your own gear, I think, is great. You know, at least you know that wherever you go, if you're a traveling one-person show, you know that your gear works.
Right. And what it will sound like.
At least that it's functioning properly. Like, it's up to the mixing board and the sound guy to make it sound good.
Yeah.
And then the same thing can go for your own recording. If you buy a Zoom recorder, you go in there with your own input cable that comes out of the mixing board into your Zoom recording. You just say, "Hey, I would love if you could help me out here and push record during my whole presentation."
Yeah.
And for the most part, you show up and you bought him a coffee. We were talking about your book earlier about the coffee. you come in with a coffee, you come in with, hey, you know, I'm totally stoked on working with you. This is what I need from you. They're more than courteous to help you out. But, you know, to consider that, consider recording everything and then look at your budget. Yeah. And the internet is the most amazing thing out there. You can go and find any product and go and get reviews on it. And that's what I do with a lot of stuff. When people ask me, what do you think of this microphone or what do you think of this piece of equipment? Hey, I haven't used every piece of equipment. I've used a lot of different pieces of equipment, but not every piece of equipment. And new equipment's coming out every day. There's a new 2.8 version of everything. But what I do is I go on the internet and I type in the product and type in review and I read about it and see what people that are using it are talking about. And that's going to save you a lot of headache, you know?
Yep. And one of the things I found when I was working with Vernard Johnson's Ministries, and we did 48 different concerts in 1 year. Every time we would go and you know, he used a handheld microphone on his saxophone, right? Wireless handheld.
Yeah.
And
wow.
One thing that he insisted upon was a new battery for every performance. Yes. It didn't matter if he did a morning and then an evening session. He wanted a new battery in there. And, you know,
so the worst is if that's your technical issue, the battery's dead.
Yep. And I have seen that so many times.
Yeah.
With, you know, a guest speaker comes in and everyone, and all of a sudden his mic up and out and I'm like, battery's going dead. You know?
I looked up on my computer to see if something was going on there.
Yeah. Well, then you see the AV guy coming up and, you know, he's changing the batteries in the wireless mic or in the lavalier mic, you know.
And nothing is more like energy draining or just like vibe killing than dead air while they have to change the battery. Or makes the event look a little shabby when the microphone just dies, you know.
Exactly.
So I've got a rule that I use. Excuse me. I have a rule that I use when I'm working as an AV tech for people that, and they have they have an event that either goes a full day or it's a multi-day event, and I change the battery at every meal break.
Yeah.
You can usually get out of a normal 9-volt battery, 2 AA's, you can usually get about 6 hours of constant use out of a battery.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is, you know, you want to make sure that batteries, you know, you don't have a drop in signal. And one of the most common issues with a drop in signal is batteries just drop. It's just the batteries died. So at every meal break, at the beginning of the day, so right after breakfast, beginning of the day, you change the batteries at lunchtime, you change the batteries. And then if you go into the evening at dinner time, you change the batteries again. And that's going to guarantee it. What you can also do is, if you want to save the planet a little bit, is use rechargeable batteries and just keep batteries always on the charger. So, you know, you're always putting in new batteries because rechargeables, you know, especially when they get a little bit older, they drain pretty quick. So you want to keep, you know, some always on the charger. So you're just, you know, but every meal break, you're changing the batteries. A second thing you can do to fail safe the batteries dying is if you are in the market to buy a wireless mic system, is you can buy ones that have a battery read on the LED display. So it just shows like a little picture of a battery and little bars inside the battery. And each bar tells you how much strength is left in that battery. So your sound guy can always be monitoring, or if you're using a handheld microphone or on the belt pack of the microphone, of the wireless microphone, the battery read will show up there. So you can always just have a look.
Right.
But the best fail-safe is at every meal break, change the batteries. The beginning of every day, change the batteries. And I've got a jar, you know, you could give them to your staff. You could just, like, at the end of the event, you know, if you do it this way, at the end of the event, you ultimately end up with a bunch of, you know, three-quarter used batteries that are still good to use. So give them away. Give them to your staff. Hey, you want some batteries? You know, I bring them home. So I've got like jars of batteries. I never have to buy batteries ever again. but that's, you know, that's a good fail safe, is just change them at every meal break.
And, you know, what about, okay, we've got the equipment that we're going to use. We've practiced with it. We practiced our presentation. We went out. We had a successful event, or you know, wherever we were speaking at, whether it's our own church or whatever. Now it's time to distribute the product. You know, the recording. Now, yes, we can put it on our own website. I don't recommend that because there's a lot of websites that will limit how much bandwidth you can have. And if you exceed that, they just shut down the website. Now you're really in trouble. I recommend, you know, have your own podcast hosting site. I mean, it costs you anywhere from free to, you know, $50 a month, whatever. But at least they're hosting all the bandwidth. And you just have a link on your website over to that event, just like YouTube. And, but to distribute a recording, what are some of the venues that you're familiar with?
Well, one of the first things aside from the venue is know your audience and how long they stay on recordings. So there's some analytics you can do with once you start posting things that you can look at the analytics and you can see when people actually click off. Because you could have the cure to cancer and to have a podcast on it, but if you're boring, people aren't going to stick around. So some of the analytics, you want to see how long your people usually will stay on their podcast, and you may have to adjust how you actually deliver the podcast. Or what you can do is you can chop it up into smaller bite-sized pieces. So, you know, have a podcast that's broken up into, it's a one-hour podcast, but it's broken up to 4 15-minute bits.
Right, yeah.
They get one each week. But distributing it, there is unlimited amount of places to distribute. You know, you can use iTunes and, you know, just, you know, start a Facebook page and a Facebook group and post them there on YouTube. Spotify, you can put stuff on. You can, it's really unlimited. So the second part of just get out there and speak, the second piece is that now take that and get it out there to the world. Like, you know, you can do it live. You could live stream. Like I've done a couple of live streams where we shot video and it was a live speaking engagement, but they had people that were able to click in from anywhere on the planet to the live stream of their presentation, which you could do at your church. You need a basic video camera plugged into some transmission software, like just something that you can put it on, like, you know, Facebook Live, Zoom call. You can do all kinds of stuff. You know, I saw the other day, a friend of mine was talking about, he set up a thing and they took the person's laptop, put it on Skype, and the laptop pointed out to the audience, and then they had one where there was a laptop that just pointed at the person that was on stage. They put it on the front table and they just had the laptop camera that's built right into the laptop pointed at the guy on stage. And they just did this live stream like that. A million ways to get out there. You know, if you use things like Zoom and you use things like Skype, they now have recording features. So
that's
what we're doing right this very minute, is recording this. This now becomes a product or a resource for forever.
Exactly.
Like this thing, as long as you've got this thing posted somewhere, someone can click on it and get this information, which is phenomenal, which everybody needs to be doing. Like there's no reason not to be doing this except the reason that you're making up inside your own head.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's it. Because somewhere, and that's my thing too, is, you know, I get on my own personal pulpit at sometimes and bang my fist a little bit and say, there's someone out there right now suffering, and the your message is the thing that's going to help them.
That's right.
And even if you have a similar message to someone else, the way you deliver it, it's going to be more intimate and create a deeper impact with them because you're their type of person.
Yeah.
So there's a million people out there teaching you how to become a better public speaker. Like, you can go to a million websites, but until you see that person speak and you go, oh, I want to be more like them. I want to learn how to be able to tell a really good joke or tell a really good story. I want to be more compelling. I want to be more like you, Reverend Bob, like empathetic. And an active listener. I want to be that. So I'm going to study from you. You're the dude. You're the guy who does it best. So I'm going to go to your podcast and listen to your stuff because you're my guy. You know, so you need to be that for the person, the people out there. And even if I figure, you know, I used to work doing drum circles at a youth correctional center years ago. And after I was done doing that work, I felt like if I had gotten hit by a bus, gotten cancer and died, anything had happened to me where my time on this planet was over, I felt like I had fulfilled everything I needed to do.
Yeah.
I had helped 15 kids that had been through some of the worst stuff ever. They're in a youth correctional center. They're in a prison for kids that are too young in a real jail. I was able to get through to a bunch of them and help them become happier and love themselves more and be more optimistic. I felt like I was good. I've done it. So if you have something in you right now that's burning, that you're like, I have this message, I got to get it out there. You're doing this planet, you're doing these people that need your help disservice by not just doing it with your cell phone. You're recording it on your cell phone, getting it out there. You're just doing a walk and talk. And you just go out there and go, hey, today's message is about forgiveness. And here's a story about where I had to forgive something. Or here's a story that I heard about forgiveness. Or here's a story from the Bible about forgiveness. Like, you know, and you just tell it. And people, there's someone out there right now that when they see that, they'll click on, they go, oh, I totally get it. You just changed my life. So you need to do this. You need to get out there and, you know, just delivering this. And then the stuff of teaching you how to amplify it, teaching you how to capture it, teaching you how to transmit it out there is what you hire people like me to do. And that's why you do a Google search and just find somebody who's an expert in it.
Yeah.
So the simplicity of this, or the synopsis of this whole interview is the most important thing is to get your message out there. Anyone, there's people out there that can teach you how to do that. So the link underneath, the YouTube link underneath this video is going to show you the basic ways to set up audio, video, or audio gear, plug in a microphone, how you plug that into mixing board, how you plug that into speakers. There's a ton of other videos. It's going to be connected to my YouTube page, which there's a ton of other videos how to do this basic stuff. So just go on there, learn how to do it, or if you have somebody in your congregation or a family member who is inspired by doing this sort of AV work, or they want to support you by taking this part on, send them to that page. So much information's there. My email address is open for business. So that's a cool thing about email. You can send it anytime, day or night. I'll answer all your questions. Anything you want to know, if I give it to you, like there's no holds barred here.
But if someone did want to reach out to you, John, because we are running out of time, how can they get a hold of you? What's your contact information?
You know, the quickest way is, you know, to just directly contact me is zenavservices@gmail.com. It's the quickest way to get a hold of me. It's like, just drop me an email. And I'm on email an hour every day, at least. And I check and I answer everybody.
At least.
So, you know, that's the quickest. If you have a specific question that isn't answered in the videos, I'm also on Instagram at johne.fraser. YouTube page is What to Know Before the Show. I'm on Facebook at What to Know Before the Show. John E. Fraser on Facebook. Zen EV Services has a page on Facebook. I tweet, you know, there's a million ways of, and you know what? Use me as an example. There's a million ways to get your message out there. You know, it's unlimited. That's right.
And, you know, all those different ways of getting a hold of you are on your website, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What's your website again?
WhatToKnowBeforeTheShow.com. There's also ZenAVServices.com. What I'm going to do is underneath this video, we're going to put a link to the YouTube video that's going to show you the basic setup for getting your microphone to come out through speakers. Everything you need to do to do that. Yeah. Definitely email. Like, do not hesitate. If there's anything that's stopping you from getting your message out there, your mission to the world, contact me. I've worked with hundreds of workshop leaders. I've stolen everything that I've ever seen them do that helps them connect to their audience. And whether that's an audience of a podcast person talking, you know, online, a person doing one-on-one coaching, a person who's talking to an audience of 5,000, I have all that information, and I'm out here to share it with the world. That's my mission, is to help people get their mission, the world, to amplify the ripples of the passion in the pond of their passion. I don't think I said that right, but it's an alliteration, and at least it came out.
Amen. And that goes right along with our mission statement. Our mission statement for our ministry is get the word out. I mean, that's the whole bottom line. It, you know, it does no good for you to keep your stories to yourself, folks. I mean, you're using these recordings, as John said, to go into perpetuity, you know, that they just continue to run even after you're dead and gone. Those recordings will still be there. If anything, I when I do my podcast recordings, yes, I'm doing it for our audience, of course. I'm doing it for, you know, the listeners who will tune in, but I'm also doing it not just for my grandchildren, but my great grandchildren aren't even here yet. That at some point in time, you know, maybe one of these great grandkids will be asking my grandson, what is the meaning of this? I don't understand. He goes, tell you who we can go ask. We'll go ask your great grandfather. What? You know, pull it up and boom, there it is right there. And actually hear me talking, you know. I mean, that's my dream.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me motivated.
Yeah. You know, and this is how, you know, this is how you can easily, you know, like you're doing, this is how you can easily create a legacy for what you want to bring to the world, is to get out there and speak it and record it and share it. So, you know, amplify, capture, and transmit.
All right. Well, John, that's all the time we have for today. Again, this clock just seems to run so fast whenever I'm talking to somebody. Because you know, I get down. I'm like one of the people in the audience. I'm taking notes on everything you're saying.
Good.
So praise God. But folks, that is all the time we have for today. John, thank you so much for coming on the program again today. Because these were questions that I was receiving, and I wanted to go straight to the expert who had the answers, and you definitely delivered today. I appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure.
Well, folks, if you have a question, be sure you reach out to John Frazier. You know, go to his website, email him. You know, ZenAV Services. @gmail.com, and all this information is on his website. All of it will be contained in the show notes. Go down there, click on the links, go check them out, ask your questions, hire them to come out and do a program for you. If you're doing a special event, hire them to come out and set things up for you. You know, he can show your people, train your people in the process of doing it. Praise God. You know, that's on the site training, on the job training right there. But, you know, I highly, highly encourage you to go check out his services. You know, just go in there and get into the training programs he has, because these are the things you may not be able to utilize everything today, but tomorrow the Lord can open up a whole new world to what it is you need to do. I mean, I'm speaking from experience on that one. Glory to God. If God had showed me 10 years ago what I'm doing today, I'd probably run the other way and hide. You know, been like Jonah. I don't want to go that way. but here we are, and we're delivering the word. We're building up your ministries at the same time, because, as John said, we need to use every available voice to get the word out. For John Frazier, myself, this is Pastor Bob Thibodeau, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.